Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm doing perfectly fine. How about you, sir?
Doing great, doing great. Are you, is your guys' company kind of in trouble?
I'm sorry?
Is your company in trouble?
Our company in trouble. In
Yeah,
trouble.
Online Course Geeks.
Yes, sir, it is Online Course Geeks, but in trouble of what?
Like all the scams and everything.
I'm not quite getting your point.
Scams you guys have been running.
Sorry, sir, could you please be specific about what you're saying?
The scams that you guys run?
What does scam mean?
You don't. Stealing people's money?
What do you mean by scam?
Stealing people's money?
No. Who told you this?
Oh, people who used to work for you.
I'm not sure, sir, who exactly you're relating with. What's your name, by the way? May I know your name, sir?
Kyle.
Sorry? Could you spell it for me?
Kyle. KYLE.
We don't even have a name, we don't even have an account under your name, sir.
Yeah, come on, man. I know, because it's a scam.
No, if there's something going wrong with you, you can certainly tell me about that. If you have paid anything and you're not getting against of, any services of that, could you please just tell me what's going on? Have you made any
So I have
contact
a question.
with us? Did you place an order with us?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sorry?
And I want you to be, I said I have a question.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
And I would like you to be honest.
I will certainly.
So say that I paid you guys money in the past and I was scammed out of it, like a lot of other people. And I wanted a refund. And you guys said you only get a refund if you pay this amount to make it even, and then we can refund you the full thing. Is that something you guys do?
Sorry, what's the last part? Can you please repeat that? What's the
Come
last
on, man,
part?
don't play dumb.
You paid us, and what?
So say somebody paid you, one of your customers paid you, oh, we'll use a hypothetical number. We'll say,
Am I not speaking with Mr. Marcus?
oh, there we go.
Well, I actually just fetched the number in our account. And I believe you were being associated with our company for a very, very long time, and you have already earned that money that you lost, in the services, didn't
Not all of it.
you? Now, what exactly you're looking for? What's the purpose of the call, if I may know? Because now I believe that you're calling after a very long time, and everything was sorted between you and our company. You also been associated with us. You earn money, and I cannot just distinguish what's the matter. What's the matter of call?
What? So, I guess my question is, why do you guys do what you do?
Well, we don't do scam, It's something that I'm not sure if you have heard about, but entire management has been changed. A lot of policies have been revised. So all we are doing is that we just take money and we do services against of that, For the courses you can even try doing with that.
So why did Elvin leave?
I'm sorry?
Why did Elvin leave?
I'm not sure, sir, because I do not have rights to involve in this case, but I can just tell you one thing that he had some personal issues with the management, and I think that they could not just settle up. So I think that he left. Yes.
What about is Allison Murphy? That fake name, Allison Murphy, still there?
You didn't scam that one. Allison Murphy, yes, sir. What about Allison Murphy?
Is he still there?
Yes, I believe so, because see, we have more than 12 branches, you know, all over the United States. So I'm not sure if she is transferred to any other department, but I believe she still works with this organization.
Allison Murphy was a guy when I talked to him.
I'm sorry?
Allison Murphy was a man.
All right, no, there are 3 to 4 people under this name. One is a female. I thought you were talking about her.
So you guys are located in Pakistan?
Right, I'm sorry?
You're located in Pakistan?
No, sir. Are you calling on the number of Pakistan?
It doesn't have to be a phone number affiliated with the country itself.
It does, sir.
You know that, right?
It does.
You can get cell phones.
No, we cannot use cell phone in Pakistan. And you cannot call service number in Pakistan. It has to be its local number.
So why did people in the past lie and say that you were located in Pakistan? And I even had somebody tell me who worked for you.
Let me tell you, sir, there's a perspective been running in the United States that if they get scammed for anything, or, you know, in any online purchases, they either blame Pakistan or India. It's, you know, they completely just blame the entire thing on South Asian countries. Well, it's not like so. We are based in the United States.
Are you from Pakistan?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Sri Lanka, but I just had a brought up in the United States. And after my education, I actually work here, so it's been like more than 6 to 8 years, I believe, that I'm in the United States.
Nice. So what does it say that I – does it say that I received all my money back, or is there still remaining that I need – that you guys owe me?
All right, could you just tell me one thing, sir? I mean, if you don't mind. What's the purpose of calling here?
I want to know – well, I wanted to know why you guys ran the scam in the past, scamming people out of money, because there was not just me that lost money from you guys. It was a lot of other people.
Well, let's say if we were a scam, first of all, I do not agree on what you're saying right now, because this is a landline number you're calling and you're accusing of something which I completely despise. But let me just ask you one question, sir. Let's say, according to your perspective, if we were a scam, then what fascinated you or what motivated you to work with our organization while knowing the fact that this is a scam? What actually motivated you to work with us and earn money? If you could just tell me that story.
Because I'm getting my money back. Ain't no way you guys are going to take my money and I'm just going to be out.
Let's say if you had been a part of our organization, then you're also involved in the scam, isn't it?
No, because we returned everybody's money who didn't get the service that they requested by your department.
We did not return the money, but we actually make you earn out of it. So I think you are a part of that scam too. So what's the point here? I'm not able to understand.
So you just admitted that the company is a scam?
You're actually making false acquisition while knowing the matter of the fact is that you earned money, you worked with us, you took assistance for your courses, and everything has been sorted. And after a very long time, you've been calling and you're making some false acquisitions that we are doing a scam while we are not. So I'm not sure what's the purpose of your calling. If you could just tell me the straight thing that you've come up with, I can be, you know, I might be able to assist you in that regard. If I may be able to know that, what's the purpose of your calling?
So how much money do you guys still owe me?
We owe you anything?
Yes, I haven't got all my money back. I think you still owe me about $2,000.
I'm sorry?
$2,000 you guys still owe me. I lost six, I've made four.
We don't owe you anything. Hello? Are you still on the line?
Yes.
I'm not sure if we owe you anything, sir. Because according to the system, what it shows to me right now says that you earned money from us and you got everything back which you invested with us.
I have not gotten everything back. Almost everything.
You did, sir. You certainly did because that's what my system shows here.
Got most of it, not all of it.
But it says that you got all of it. If not, then where were you for past months?
What?
I'm saying that, let's say, if you have a question that. Let's say if you're saying that you did not earn all of us, all of that, sorry, then why were you for last few months? We cannot hear you from your side for last few months.
That makes no sense what you're saying.
I'm saying that if you are saying that you did not earn all of the money that you lost with us previously, then where were you for past few months? Why did you not inform us, or why did you not call us before? That means that you earned us, right? You earned everything, and now you came back and you're making false acquisition.
Come on, man. Don't be stupid, dude. I came back because I want my money.
You're saying stupid?
I said you're stupid.
Yes, that's what exactly I'm asking to you. Because I was doing a professional conversation with you, and now it looks like that you are here for fun, aren't you?
Nothing about your company is professional.
And you still work with us, you still earn with us, didn't you?
Not all of it.
It looks like that you got your butter now, you are making false acquisition because you want more, right? That's what you want?
I want the rest.
You want what, sorry?
The rest of what you owe me.
Sorry?
I want the rest of what you owe me.
Well, we don't owe you anything now. That's what the system says.
Is your company broke?
Yes, you can say that.
Why?
None of your business, sir.
Is it because you guys were exposed online?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, why don't you guys go get a real job?
Well, I'm still finding one. Do you have any opportunity to offer me?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What looks like that?
Do you want to be a financial advisor?
I certainly would like to.
What's your real name?
Well, my real name is Peter.
Your name is not Peter.
And then you tell me what my real name is.
I already asked you. What's your Peter is your fake name. You guys all use fake names. Elvin already told me.
Well, what's your real name, sir?
My real name?
Yes, sir.
You know my real name.
I don't know.
You just asked me a minute ago.
Well, what's your name then? And I'm asking this question.
So Peter, do you want to work with me?
I would love to, yes.
Okay. How do you want to go about that? Do you have a resume?
Yes, I do. And I
Do
would
you want to
love
send it to me?
to be with you, but what's the opportunity? Could you just tell me a little more about that? I mean, how much would I be earning? What role I would be having in that company? What company do you have? Or is it your company, or is it someone that you're referring me to? What exactly it is all about? If you could just tell me a little more about that, I might be interested. And not just me, but a couple of colleagues of mine would also be interested in that.
Okay, so it's not my company. It's a company I work for. It's a financial firm.
All right.
But first I need, and you'd be a financial advisor.
How much would I be making per annum?
It's not an hourly pay, it's salary and commission. You probably make about $100,000 a year, American.
Why don't you earn it as well? You said $100,000?
Yes, American dollars.
Yes, that's pretty handsome, you know, it looks like to me. But what is going to be my role? What am I supposed to do?
Financial advisor.
And what financial advisor do mostly because I do not have, you know, a huge experience in this background. So if you could tell me, I'm a smart guy, I can do things.
You'd manage people's portfolios, financials, investments, life insurance.
And where am I supposed to, well, where am I supposed to be to join your company? Is it online or?
You can work remote, but we have offices in Oregon, California, Hawaii, Arizona.
All right, where is your office
What
located?
state? What state do you live in?
I'm sorry?
What state do you live in?
Well, we are based in San Jose. Okay.
Where do you live residentially? Where's your house?
Well, I cannot be specific here because this is a landline number and I cannot just, you know, expose my details over here, but I can certainly just message you from my end and you can discuss over there about that.
Yeah, I don't need your address. I was just wondering, do you live in San Jose?
Yes, we live in San Jose, that's what I said. How about if I
So
just,
for
and then we can discuss it out because yes, you made a right guess that our company is broke and I'm interested in getting a new job.
and text me.
Surely you will. Where are you located, by the way, if I may ask?
California, San Diego.
All right, pretty good. Are you working in Westpac, by the way?
What was that?
Are you working in Westpac?
No, I used to. Fidelity.
I'm sorry?
Fidelity. I used to work in Westpac.
All right, now you switched the job, didn't you?
What was that?
No, so currently you're not working over there.
I'm not working where?
Westpac.
I don't work for Westpac anymore.
All right, sure. So I'll just text you, and you can tell me more about the job that you're offering to me. And the part that you said, I can earn 100,000 American dollars per annum, is it right?
Potentially, it depends. It depends what kind of work you put in.
Well, of course, you know, I told you that I'm a smart guy. I actually make a very quick learning and I'll just, you know, get along with it. So I'll just text you and we can discuss about it more, all right?
Yep, look at Research Fidelity Investments. That's the company.
All right, sir. Now, while I'm not sure about that company, I haven't heard about it, but I think that I got a right person. So maybe we can discuss it out and you can tell me where am I supposed to start from. All right?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.